My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
This is John Batchelor. Colleague Jonathan Schanzer, Executive Director of Foundation for Defense of Democracies, commenting on three possibilities for the Gazans while the Gaza Strip is rebuilt or to live somewhere out of gunfire. One mentioned often is Syria. Another is Sudan in civil war. Another in Somalia. Jonathan Schanzer likes Somalia, and he gives his reasons. Why not an Arab state? Jonathan explains. The Arabs reject the Gazans. Why? Jonathan explains. It's peculiar, it's not logical, that the Gazans are stuck in a free fire zone between gangsters and the IDF defending Israel. Here's Jonathan Schanzer. Much more of this tonight.
I don't think so right now. I do think that it's interesting. Somalia, for example, is a place that I could potentially see, primarily because you're not dealing with some of the Arab sensitivities, John. I mean, one of the things that we have to acknowledge here is that this sclerotic, pathological thinking of the Arab world dating back to the 1948-1949 War of Independence holds that the Palestinians need to remain symbols in their battle for national independence. And so whether it's the Egyptians, whether it's been the Syrians in the past, the Sudanese, they have all insisted that the Palestinians remain where they are, holding the keys to their parents' home, purportedly, or grandparents' homes, or great-grandparents' homes, for that matter, saying that they have a right to return. And so no one within the Arab world is eager to push the Palestinians out or to accept them in foreign territory. So I don't see the Arabs getting on board with this. I think Somalia is interesting. Other parts of the Horn of Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, also possibilities. I think Central Asia is a possibility. I think East Asia is a possibility. Wherever there are Muslim populations that are sympathetic to the Palestinian cause but are not beholden to this backward thinking from the Arab world dating back some eight decades, I think they're the key. But even then, I'm not sure that the Palestinians would willingly relocate so long as they think there's even a shred of a chance of fighting Israel to a tie.